Research reveals that 73% of triathletes finish races disappointed despite months of dedicated training. But let me be clear, this dissatisfaction rarely stems from insufficient training volume. Instead, performance is usually sabotaged by five hidden mistakes that compound over time, draining your energy and shattering your mental confidence. Real success in triathlon depends on intelligent preparation, not just throwing more effort at the wall. Addressing these critical flaws is what separates podium finishers from frustrated competitors, and the best part, you don't need to add a single extra training hour to do it. First up, relying on outdated swimming skills. Swimming performance relies heavily on technique, unlike cycling or running. Elite swimmers actually waste up to 91% of their energy on drag, with only 9% actually propelling them forward. Common technical errors include crossover hand entry, which can increase your race distance by up to 20%, along with improper body position, over-rotation, and inefficient breathing. When your technique breaks down, you're forced into an anaerobic struggle, leaving you gasping and depleting the exact energy reserves you'll need for the bike and run. So here's the solution. Prioritize technique refinement over volume. Use video analysis to identify those flaws. Track your efficiency by counting strokes per length. Olympic swimmers typically use 28 to 40 strokes per 50 meters, while many of you are pulling in 50 to 80. Practice with a snorkel to lock in body stability, and make sure you can swim 400 meters continuously with proper mechanics before you even think about ramping up the intensity. Mistake number two, not training alone enough. Exclusive reliance on group training creates significant performance risks. Group dynamics often push athletes into inappropriate training zones, turning designated recovery days into intense efforts simply due to peer pressure. That leads to overtraining and completely blocks the physiological adaptation you need. Furthermore, triathlon is an individual sport. Training only in groups fails to build the mental fortitude required to manage self-doubt during those lonely, solo race moments. The fix: schedule at least 30% of your training sessions completely on your own. Reserve that solo time for recovery, technical drills, and race-specific simulations. You can use digital platforms for accountability without the intensity interference of training partners. Use groups strategically for motivation, but ensure your solo training builds the resilience you'll need to face race day challenges independently. Number three, failing to adjust nutrition after the swim. The transition from swim to bike is a critical fueling window. Many athletes delay nutrition, adopting a fuel later mentality that inevitably leads to the dreaded death march on the run. When you delay fueling, your bike watts plummet and your run pace collapses. Research confirms that early, frequent carbohydrate consumption significantly extends your performance capacity. So treat the bike as a rolling nutrition station. Begin fueling within minutes of mounting the bike, right after your heart rate stabilizes. Aim for 30 grams of carbohydrates twice an hour, or simple carbs every 30 to 45 minutes. Program alerts into your bike computer to keep you on track. And crucially, rehearse this fueling protocol during training at race intensity, because your digestive system responds very differently under competitive stress. Mistake number four, pacing based only on speed. Chasing speed metrics is a performance-crushing error. Speed does not account for environmental factors like headwinds, hills, or heat, all of which drastically alter your physiological strain. Trying to maintain a constant speed against resistance requires unsustainable power variations, leading to premature fatigue. Heat further compounds these challenges, causing your power to drop off even earlier. The solution is to pace using power meters and heart rate rather than speed. Power gives you an objective measure of output regardless of conditions, while heart rate monitors your actual physiological stress. Develop an internalized effort clock by training with multiple metrics. Accept that your speed may vary due to conditions, but your effort should remain consistent to avoid the fatigue associated with variable outputs. Ultimately, race at the effort level you have trained at consistently. And finally, mistake number 5, overinvesting in gear too early. New triathletes often fall into the equipment trap, purchasing expensive gear like carbon disc wheels or high-end tri bikes before they've even gained the experience to use them effectively. This drains budgets that should be funding coaching or race entries, and it shifts your focus away from fitness and onto equipment. Research consistently shows that self-confidence, not gear, is the primary predictor of race success. Those gear purchases are often driven by anxiety rather than rational assessment. So earn your gear through experience. Complete several races using borrowed, secondhand, or entry-level equipment before making any significant investments. Prioritize the basics: a well-fitting road bike, a wetsuit that allows proper swimming, and appropriate running shoes. Smart gear acquisition follows a logical progression based on necessity and proven needs, not marketing hype. Let's bring it all together with the critical takeaways. These 5 mistakes are deeply interconnected. Poor swimming technique increases energy expenditure, which heightens your nutrition demands, while improper pacing and gear distractions further degrade your overall performance. To unlock race day success, master your swimming technique before you chase volume, aiming for under 50 strokes per 50 meters. Train solo 30% of the time to build that essential mental toughness. Fuel immediately after the swim with frequent carbohydrate intake to prevent energy crashes. Pace by power and heart rate to manage environmental stress and maintain a consistent effort. And delay expensive gear purchases until after you've gained race experience. Focus on fitness and confidence first. Remember, smart training beats hard training. Fixing these overlooked details compounds over months of preparation, leading to breakthrough performances and satisfied race finishes. Now, let's get to work.